I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Joshua Santiago has been giving free haircuts to the homeless in Philadelphia for almost a decade. While training to become a barber, he realized the power a fresh haircut could have to instill confidence and dignity in those who often go without. After founding Empowering Cuts as a nonprofit, he now gives free haircuts full-time, both in his hometown of Philly and on trips across the country. Joshua Santiago joined me to talk about his mission and the personal story that fuels his desire to keep giving back. When you think about the problem that you saw that you are seeking to solve, what is that problem?
Just making individuals feel good about themselves during the toughest times of their lives, to be honest, you know. Something as simple as me going into these communities and providing a free haircut, I'm able to talk to them and get to know them for who they actually are. Mm-hmm. But anybody could cut hair, you know. I think the most powerful part is when I'm able to treat these individuals the way that they deserve to be treated and talk to them and get to know them for who they actually are within 30 to 45 minutes, depending on exactly what they're getting done.
I've seen people laugh.
Yes.
Some cry.
Yes.
Just restoring that humanity.
For sure.
So I want you to take our audience right into a moment. You're outside in the cold. You got clippers in hand. You're giving a fresh cut to somebody. And, you know, you do the big reveal. Show them the mirror of themselves after they've been underneath your clippers. Yeah. What do you see in their eyes in that moment?
I see hope. I see a lot of individuals that cry. Some people will give me hugs to the point that they don't want to let me go, you know. At times, me and that individual, once he's done getting a haircut, me and him are talking about different programs that I could possibly get him into right after that, you know. The power of a haircut, honestly, is just hard for me to explain it because I'm just so passionate about what I'm doing. I say it all the time that I'm so passionate about what I do that literally in life I can't see myself doing anything else but this.
I want to talk about where this passion for people mm-hmm. comes from. Tell us how you grew up and how you turned into a man with so much empathy.
Yeah, so my upbringing, especially in the North Philly section, it was rough. It was like anybody else, right? Like mm-hmm. mom on drugs, 40 years. My dad, he was a functional addict. The first time my mom ever got high was with my dad. My dad was able to function where my mom, she couldn't function without it. So once she spiraled down, my dad literally left her for dead. You know, he filed for custody for me and my brother. He got full custody of me and my brother. My mom, she was battling addiction really hard. And that was in the 90s, right? Like when crack and all of that was at mm-hmm. its all-time high. It was difficult because my dad, he was there physically, but emotionally he was never there. That led to me always feeling like I had to fend for myself. So me getting, you know, in trouble from the age of 12 all the way to the age of 24, that was me in and out of the juvenile detention centers all the way to the adult system. And when I came home at the age of 24, I told myself, let me do something right for the first time. I came home July of 2014 and enrolled into barber school. Mm. August 2014, started barber school September. When I went to barber school, my barber instructor, he would take the whole class to shelters because his method was nobody in this class has experience of cutting hair. So we're going to go into these shelters. We're going to provide these free haircuts at the same time you guys are giving back and getting the practice that y'all actually need.
So learning.
We was learning. Mm-hmm. And I used to always ask these individuals certain questions to try to relate to my mom's addiction mm. because I never experienced addiction myself. I smoked one time in my life, never smoked after that. I drank one time in my life, threw up everywhere, never drunk after that. Like, so addiction is something that I could never relate to. But while I was cutting hair, I would ask these individuals certain questions and they used to give me some type of closure for like everything that my mom was going through. But it took for me to do that in order for me and my mom to have the relationship that we have today. My mom been clean for 24 days, 25 days now. So where she's at mentally right now, I love it.
Where does this big heart come from? Because, I mean, you had a rough upbringing. You could literally just have been bitter.
I agree.
But instead, you turned that into love. Yes. Like, where did that come from?
I definitely want to say it was barber school for sure. Around the time when I was going to barber school, I was also doing Uber to support everything that I was doing for Empower and Cuts. And people would get in my car, and in the back of the headrest, I had Empower and Cuts embroidered in the back. So that was a conversation piece from the rip. Once somebody sit in the car, they're like, hey, what is this? And I understood at that point that I really like building relationships with people. And I think that that's really where it stems from, to be honest.
And that's a gift. And the haircut is simply a vehicle for that connection.
For sure.
I want you to talk to people on the outside. They may say, the people you're dealing with, they don't need a haircut. They need rehab. They need housing. They need a job. What do you think those people don't understand or fail to understand about what it is you do?
I'm not against everything that they say because I understand why people would say that. I feel like a lot of people don't see the impact that something as small as a haircut can leave in someone's life, because I feel like for the most part, to be honest, they will never forget about that moment. You know, they'll remember that moment for the rest of their lives with their confiding in me, you know, how they became homeless, their traumas and them wanting to get clean. It's just like a breath of fresh air every single time somebody sits in my chair. I used to do this thing called 7 Random Acts of Kindness. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have anything to do with a haircut. It was me approaching somebody that was currently homeless and asking the individual, how can I bless you without giving you a haircut? I pulled up to a McDonald's and I saw this lady named Rebecca, and all she wanted was feminine products. And we took her to Walmart. We got her a bunch of feminine products. We got her food. Afterwards, we lost connection. And I want to say about like 2 weeks ago, she reached out to me via Instagram. So when I looked at her pictures of how she looks now, I could not believe it, because she did not look like the same person at all. Because she looked good then, but now she got the weight on her. Her hair's dyed. She looks amazing now. She does.
So that even that interaction that you guys had, that was like a bridge
for sure,
to her getting
for sure,
fully healthy.
For sure, for sure.
And by the way, you have more than 500,000 followers.
Yeah.
They're very interactive.
Yes.
And they're talking, and
sure.
I told you earlier, like, people were saying he need to get these people rehab, and other people were like, you have no idea what this man is doing. He is changing lives, and this is a very engaged audience. But I want people to understand that you don't just give haircuts.
Yes.
You also provide clothing.
So much more. Yes.
So tell me the full broad spectrum of services that Empowering Cuts provides.
We provide brand new clothes, sneakers, resources to treatment as well. We provide food from time to time. We have the mobile barbershop as well. On the mobile barbershop, we have a bathroom and shampoo bowl. Sometimes it could be overwhelming because it's just me.
And you operate in, you know, social media accounts. You're collecting clothing and shoes.
Yeah.
You're doing haircuts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's your vision?
At this level, I can't do it by myself. I just can't. It's nearly impossible. So we can start grant writing, because we haven't done that yet. Mm-hmm. That's scary to me. Why? Because we do amazing with raising funds on social media, but I can't even imagine having a large grant and still doing this by myself. It's nearly impossible. It's scary. So I want to say that my goal for Empower and Cuts would be for me to open up a facility inside of the Kensington section of Philadelphia, since that's where all of my work is at. Cater part of it to a barbershop, whereas though the barbershop is strictly free haircuts for individuals experiencing homelessness, so they could come in, and I might have a few barbers in there that's working and volunteering their services inside of this barbershop, and then use the other half as a day center, serve food and have a TV and, you know, stuff like that, just so they could stay out of the cold or when it's super hot outside, just somewhere that they could actually chill at, you know.
Yeah.
Probably have access to showers there as well, so they could get in a shower, you know, because everybody looks out for each other, and there's so many nonprofit organizations in that area that the homeless population really don't got to worry about anything. And if it doesn't have to do with organizations, then you have community members that just come together and do amazing things for them individuals all the time.
Yeah. If you were to look back and talk to the 12-year-old version of yourself, what would you say to yourself, to that version of yourself now?
That everything is going to be okay. You know, you got to find what you're passionate about, stay consistent, and really stick with it. When I was 12 years old, again, I was lost. Mm. So lost. You know, like, you go through so much trauma in life. It's like you're numb to certain things that you go through. And when I turned 18, I was able to move out and I got a room and I was able to go purchase a mattress for the first time when I was 18 years old. Because anything prior to that, me going into the juvenile detention centers and sleeping on a cot, that was the closest thing to a bed that I had as a kid, you know? So I would definitely say stay consistent. Whatever you're passionate about, just go full throttle. You can't judge a book by its cover, and love people. That's really it.
Joshua Santiago, it was so wonderful chatting with you.
Same here. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you.
Joshua Santiago is the founder of Empowering Cuts, the Philly nonprofit providing haircuts for the homeless. That's it for today's Studio 2 Extra. Our show is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Murray-Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Al Banks engineered this podcast episode. Our executive producer is Kevin McCrory. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for joining me.